Are you listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International? Schools killed in ISIL-claimed suicide bombing in Yemen. We're joined on the line by Nasser Arabi. He's a Yemeni journalist, filmmaker, owner and director of media productions company Yemen Alan, meaning Yemen Now, live from Sana'a in Yemen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Salam, how are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. How many people have been killed in the Islamic State group attack in Aden?
About 200 killed and injured in the biggest ISIS suicide bombings in many, many months in Yemen, in Aden in particular. Able to go into the middle of hundreds of Saudi hired recruits in Aden and killing exactly 71 confirmed dead now and more than 100 seriously injured.
Yes. So those are the figures. We understand that Hakim Al-Masmari, editor-in-chief of the Yemen Post newspaper, said that this is the highest death toll in any attack that happened in Aden before. Is this correct?
Actually, this is one of the biggest suicide bombings in Yemen and in Aden in particular, because Al-Qaeda ISIS is only now in the south expanding because of the US-backed Saudi aggression, unfortunately. So it is the biggest suicide bombing in months, not absolutely.
Unfortunate reality, undoubtedly. So who controls what is in Yemen currently?
There are two Yemens now, unfortunately. There is one Yemen occupied by Saudi Arabia, unfortunately, the south, where Aden now is under the Saudi-backed forces. But actually, Qaeda ISIS is the real ruler there, not Saudi-backed forces. Saudi-backed forces only said that they liberated Aden from Houthi or from Qaeda. This is not right. Unfortunately, they are not ruling there. They are just talking to media, but the one who is ruling is Qaeda ISIS, because Qaeda ISIS was the biggest winner of this US-backed Saudi aggression, the biggest winner. So Qaeda ISIS is deeply rooted now in the south, in Aden, Shabwa, Hadramaut, and everywhere, in the minds and the hearts of the people, not only in the leaders who are known and who are hiding in some places. No, they are in thousands, in millions of young people who are suppressed. So they are all working with Qaeda ISIS. They don't at all trust in this government.
Yes, as you outline, you know, the various dimensions to the conflict in Yemen, and you've been highlighting and indicating to the Saudi perspective and the Saudi role they've been playing. Now, it seems as though Saudi is now stuck in this conflict there. Why are they still there for after such a long period of time?
Sorry, could you repeat your question?
Saudi continues to be bombing in Yemen. They seem to be stuck in this conflict. Why are they still there after such a long period of time?
Unfortunately, Saudis are supported by Americans, blindly supported by Americans. Saudi Arabia wants to compete with Iran. Saudi Arabia wants to kill Iran in Yemen. Saudi Arabia is not actually killing Iran. Saudi Arabia is killing Yemenis. And by this blind killing, that has never taken place before. So it is expanding, it is helping Qaeda, ISIS, and the chaos, not only in Yemen but also in the region, unfortunately. And the Americans don't want to understand this fact at all. They just buy with Saudi Arabia because of the oil, because of many things, and this is the result. The result is maybe, or the price will maybe the security and the stability of the region.
Yes. Now, what about life in Sana'a itself? Are there bombings in your area? How often are the bombings in your own area?
Sana'a is very secure, very safe, but because Saudi Arabia wants to kill people that it is not, Saudi Arabia keeps bombing all the time, everywhere. But what Saudi Arabia is killing? Saudi Arabia, unfortunately, is killing women and children asleep in schools, in hospitals, in factories, in farms, only. Saudi Arabia does not want to fight the fighters at all, because Saudi Arabia has army that flees, that keeps fleeing all the time from the fighters. So Saudi Arabia come to Sana'a, come to every village, every city, to kill people asleep in factories, in houses, in farms, as I told you. So, and this is what America is doing. America is backing unprecedented war crimes over its history. And this is a big problem. And the big winner of these U.S. past war crimes is Qaeda, ISIS, and the evidence is what happened today and what happened all the previous days.
What needs to happen for peace to return to Yemen? Or is this situation past the point of no return?
Peace can be returned, can be restored easily to Yemen. If one thing happens, if Saudi Arabia and the United States understand the reality of Yemen, unfortunately, Saudi Arabia understands, but it wants to kill people, because it has its own calculation. But the United States does not want, it seems it does not want to understand the reality. The United States, Kerry and Obama keep speaking about legitimacy in Yemen, about legitimacy in luxurious hotels in Riyadh, but they do not speak about legitimacy of 30 million people who have been defending themselves for 18 months now in face of 20 armies and the most advanced weapons in the world. And unfortunately, Kerry and Obama speak about minority in Yemen who fight Saudi Arabia. And they speak about Houthi, and they call them Shia. No, this is not the truth. The truth is that 30 million, with all sex, with all political backgrounds, with all from all regions, defend themselves against U.S.-backed Saudi aggression that has no justification, that is baseless, that is pointless. This is, if people understand this truth, then the peace will be brought to Yemen easily.
Yes, so there are a number of things that still can take place to bring about change in Yemen, and we hope that change will be achieved very soon. We appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Jazakumullah khair for speaking to us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.